I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. As Europe scrambles to take the lead in planning an end to the Ukraine conflict, U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday paused all military aid to Ukraine. The decision came after last week's contentious Oval Office meeting with Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky that scuttled a proposed rare earth mineral deal that Trump says is key for Ukraine to continue receiving U.S. support. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
On Monday, the business-minded president hammered in his increasingly blunt point. If Ukraine wants to survive, he said, Zelensky needs to make a peace deal. Zelensky left the White House Friday and flew across the Atlantic into the arms of European allies. Prime Minister Keir Starmer put muscle into that embrace at Westminster on Monday.
Mr. Speaker, it is right that Europe do the heavy lifting to support peace on our continent. But to succeed, this effort must also have strong U.S. backing.
And as night fell in Washington, the White House confirmed to VOA that it had ramped up the pressure, saying the administration is pausing and reviewing our aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
The United States on Tuesday imposed new 25% tariffs on exports from Mexico and Canada, its two biggest trading partners. The new levies take effect a month after President Trump threatened to impose them if the neighboring countries failed to take action to curtail illegal migration and the flow of illicit drugs into the U.S. Despite evidence that both countries had complied with his demands, Trump told reporters Monday there was, quote, no room left for Mexico or for Canada, and that the tariffs would now go forward. This is VOA News. Both Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau threatened to boost their own levies on U.S. exports if Trump followed through with his tariffs. The future of the ceasefire between Israel and U.S.-designated terror group Hamas is in doubt after Israel cut off all aid to the Gaza Strip, sparking panic buying. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The move comes as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins, when Muslims fast from dawn to dusk and share festive meals in the evenings. This year's Ramadan is taking place amid massive destruction caused by 16 months of heavy fighting between Israel and the terrorist-designated Hamas. Israel says there should still be enough food in Gaza to last for months. The humanitarian aid cutoff comes as negotiations on the second stage of the ceasefire hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas have faltered. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the move to cut aid is intended to force Hamas into continuing the current ceasefire deal as proposed by U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff. Hamas, Arab states, the United Nations, and human rights groups have condemned the Israeli blockage of aid shipments, accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire terms. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Officials in New Orleans are rushing to reschedule the city's annual Mardi Gras celebrations as powerful storms are expected to strike Louisiana and other parts of the southern U.S. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
The alarming forecast will be one of the first big tests for the National Weather Service after hundreds of its forecasters who make crucial local forecasts across the United States were fired last week. Twisters, damaging winds, and large hail are all possible as a strong storm system moves across the nation's midsection with the bullseye zone stretching from East Texas to Alabama. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Australian known as the Man with the Golden Arm has died. James Harrison's blood plasma contained an antibody that helped protect fetuses and newborns from a rare disease. He made 1,173 donations from age 18 until he was forced to retire when he turned 81. He was credited with saving 2.4 million babies over six decades. Harrison was recognized by Guinness World Records in 2005 as the person who had donated the most blood plasma. The record stood until 2022, when it was surpassed by American Brett Cooper. His grandson said Harrison died in a nursing home in New South Wales State on February 17th. He was 88 years old. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.